Somewhere down the road, last night we'll pick up a title, The State Senate Surprise, or maybe Back to the Future, referring to all those moderate seats lost in 2012. But last night, it became pretty clear pretty early that moderate challengers were going to have a big night.
Senate District 21, Dinah Sykes.
Thank you. Thank you all, to all the people in Lenexa and Overland Park for choosing me as a Republican nominee.
Sykes hammered incumbent Greg Smith 58-42%. She announced just one day after the 2015 legislative session ended. A parade of moderates all over the state would follow. In all, conservatives lost 8 state Senate seats last night, including a huge loss in Hutchinson, where former community college president Ed Berger beat Senate Majority Leader Terry Bruce.
I decided to run because of the fiscal condition of the state of Kansas and my concern about its future.
Bruce had his eye on the Senate presidency, but now the attorney, who first came to the state Senate in 2005, won't even make it back to Topeka come January. One by one, conservatives went down to defeat. In southeast Kansas, Forrest Knox, perhaps the most conservative member of the Senate, lost by 4 points in the primary night tally. In Garden City, Larry Powell lost by 14 points. Back in Johnson County, John Scoobel pasted Jeff Melcher from Leawood by 12 points.
I mean, after all of the hard work, it's gratifying. And to see all of the volunteers that we had here tonight and to be able to thank them is something that I really appreciate.
And it was just as bad a night for conservatives in the Kansas House. It appears moderates picked up 10 seats last night. Conservative Representatives Jerry Lunn, Brett Hildebrand, and Rob Bruckman all lost by wide margins. As most observers thought, the two driving issues were a state budget that continues to struggle and how to fund public schools. The election also saw a new political group flex its muscles. Stand Up Blue Valley formed to back moderate candidates in Johnson County. Patty Logan is one of the organizers.
Our community supports our schools, and we really knew that if we got the Blue Valley community aware of what was going on, that the Blue Valley community would respond.
But conservatives had a headwind that would have been hard to beat at best.
Do you think the poor approval ratings of Governor Brownback played a big role?
Oh, absolutely.
Patrick Miller is a political science professor from KU. Brownback's approval rating sits under 20%, and many of the incumbents who went down last night were tightly tied to his tax cuts and social policies. But Miller says moderates fielded a good group of candidates.
The moderates came in. They recruited clearly more credible challengers. Their candidates were raising more money. They seemed to be very aggressive in the ground game.
Conservatives didn't have much to say after the results came in. Most did not make themselves available for interview. Governor Brownback did not issue a statement. Reaction was left to party chair Kelly Arnold, who released this statement. The Republican voters have spoken. We now have our all-Republican team and look forward to clean sweeping the general election. There still is an election in November, with some very credible Democratic candidates waiting to campaign. I'm Sam Zeff in Kansas City.